If everyone's saying, absolutely, someone's not being honest. Today, we'll unpack the hidden danger of surface-level agreement in partnerships and what to do instead. This is The Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Surface-level agreement in partnership meetings is a red flag. When people default to absolutely, or totally agree, or 100%, it often means they're nodding without actually engaging. In this episode, I'll break down how to spot false alignment, how strong partners challenge each other, and three essential questions you should ask at the very beginning of a new partnership. Here's what you'll walk away with today. Number one, a radar for spotting false alignment before it costs you time and money. Number two, a set of language cues that signal real partnership engagement. And number three, three foundational questions that create clarity, trust, and momentum from day one. So let's be honest. When was the last time somebody in a partnership meeting challenged your idea in a way that made it better? Or even disagree with you? If that's not happening regularly, the partnership isn't working. It's posturing. Because real alignment requires friction. It requires honesty. And that doesn't sound like, absolutely. It sounds like, can we go deeper on that? Let's start with three key tactics you can implement right away, today, right now. The first one is, false agreement equals future frustration. When everyone's nodding and no one's pushing back, it's a warning. False agreement may look like harmony, but it creates ambiguity. And ambiguity always leads to disappointment. The second tactic is, real alignment sounds like curiosity. Healthy partnerships aren't quiet. They're curious. Listen for language like, here's what I'm hearing, or let's unpack that a bit more, or what does success actually look like for both of us? These are signals of active engagement, not passive approval. And tactic number three, ask three alignment questions early. Before any real work begins, ask, what are we great at and what can we offer? Also ask, what are you great at and what can you offer? And the third question is, why does this partnership make sense, strategically and practically? These questions shift the conversation from nice to have to need to do. Now, why are we even talking about this? Because far too many partnerships fail not because of a lack of capability, but because of misaligned expectations and poor communication. In boardrooms and virtual calls everywhere, people default to agreement theater, nodding along to move things forward, but withholding real thoughts or questions. It's a fast track to misfires and missed targets. On paper, many partnerships look ideal. Shared audiences, complementary offerings, a common goal. But paper doesn't talk back. People do. And unless those people are brave enough to challenge each other, ask questions, and be uncomfortable, what looks like a dream on paper can quickly turn into a drain on resources. When real alignment happens, magic follows. Partnerships become accelerators, not distractions. Goals get met faster. Conflict is productive. Feedback loops are tight. Everyone knows why they're there, what they're offering, and what they're receiving. Most importantly, no one's guessing. The biggest pitfall? Mistaking politeness for progress. Leaders often equate non-conflict with success, but a lack of conflict often means people don't care enough to engage. It's a false peace, and it always ends in frustration, misalignment, or wasted effort. So here's the action you can take away today. Stop mistaking surface agreement for strategic alignment. The next time you hear a chorus of, absolutely, pause the meeting. Ask one clarifying question. Invite one point of tension. Push for that 10% more honesty. That tiny shift will save you weeks, sometimes months. And if you're kicking off a new partnership, start with these three questions. What are we great at and what can we offer? What are you great at and what can you offer? And why does this partnership make sense? Get past the surface, build something real. Now, I hope you found that episode useful. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your business, your reputation, and missing the results you're looking for. That fear of making another costly mistake can feel paralyzing. Well, that ends today. I've created a free partner calculator that instantly assesses if a potential partner is an ideal fit for your business. This tool and the Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work, but will help you finally grow your business. You can find a link to that calculator in the show notes. Thanks again for being here. I'm your coach, Phil Hay Sinclair. Look forward to seeing you in the next episode.